The cut is in the Trump administration's budget proposal for the federal fiscal year that begins in October. It is an effort to curtail what they call taxpayer waste and reduce the federal role in local economic development. Julie Kitka is the federal co-chair at the Denali Commission. She says previous administrations have made similar proposals, and she's optimistic about the commission continuing its work.
We take it seriously, but we're very hopeful that we'll be identified and funded in the appropriations process.
The president's skinny budget outlines the administration's funding priorities, but Congress has the final say, expected in legislation in September or later. Congress created the Denali Commission in 1998 to work in partnership with the federal government, state, and tribes to address rural Alaska's needs. Since then, the agency has been helping villages develop power generation facilities, transportation infrastructure, and water and sewer systems. It has also provided job training and funded over 150 rural health clinics.
We have priority on small and distressed communities environmentally threatened.
The administration said it wants to cut the Denali Commission because states understand their local issues best and can address them more effectively. The state of Alaska is already a partner and a co-chair on the Denali Commission. Overall, Kitka says Alaska is growing in national and international importance, and she believes the administration will recognize the infrastructure needs in a state in such a strategic location.
There is really important work that needs to be done in our state for the resilience of our communities and our people to deal with the challenges that are just growing. Warming of the Arctic and increased transit, the access for natural resources, trade.
Kitka says she will continue working with the House and Senate to make the case for the commission. I am Alona Naiden.